It suits their purposes. We're going to go for a short break, Mr. Mehdi Akhundzadeh. Please stay with us to come back and join us again, but we're going to take a quick time out for a short pause. Hello and welcome back. We're here in the studio where Mr. Mehdi Akhundzadeh, Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister for Legal and International Affairs, is having a Q&A with me, Kaveh Taghvayi. We're going to tell you shortly about nuclear energy for all, nuclear weapon for none, what that slogan means in terms of a conference that's going to be held in Tehran. But before we get into that, let's talk more about non-proliferation. Mm. Now, again, this is another subject where well, based on what you were saying previous, what the United States, in a matter of speaking, preaches and states when it comes and wants to translate itself to the realities of the ground, it doesn't translate. One of them is nonproliferation. Of course, the United States is not the only country that is at fault here. But if they are serious about nonproliferation, then why don't they set a deadline to destroy their nuclear weapons arsenal?
That's exactly the question. In fact, here I want to revert back to another important issue that is regarding the chemical weapon. You know, and your audience, they very well remember that Iran was the victim of the chemical attack by Iraq, and we lost many of our countrymen due to that inhuman action. Of course, that time Iraq had the support of many Western countries. And since that time, there was an initiative by certain states to go for a convention to ban the stockpile, the use of the chemical weapon. Well, we had a very, very active participation in the preparation of the article of that convention, because the Iranian people, they felt very deeply how the use of this deadly weapon could endanger the humanity. And in that convention, we agreed to have a time limit for total elimination of the chemical weapon present in different parts of the world. Of course, again, Soviet Union at that time, Russia at present, and the United States, again, were the biggest possessor of these deadly weapons. So there, I think we had the very active participation of many European countries, Asian countries, and finally we came up with a convention that still it is going well, but there is a deadline, 2012, where all the states who possess chemical weapons, they have to eradicate it, eliminate it. So there is an example. If there is a political will, there are many ways. Tehran conferences or Tehran conference. This is going to be number one conference. Hopefully, we will continue to prepare this platform for not only governments, but as I have said, for the NGO, for the free journalists, for the free politicians in different parts of this beautiful world to come to Tehran and to share with us the warmth of hospitality, to share with us the vision of having a better world, a world free from that intimidation. And I think in Tehran conference, we are going to address that, yes, if there is a political will, there could be different way of materializing it. Of course, there is an obligation regarding those country who possesses nuclear weapon, as the International Court of Justice has made a declaration that it is incumbent upon those country who possesses nuclear weapon in a verifiable and transparent under the strict observance of international mechanism to eliminate those weapons. So that there are legal obligation on the part of those countries who possesses nuclear weapons. There are also moral obligation, and I think in future no politician in Western Hemisphere could take the initiative or could take a policy where encourages their compatriot or their party to go to use, to develop, and we believe that we are living in a different world now, and maybe some politicians, they don't want to accept this, they want to understand this. I think what happened during Bush administration gave a very good example. In 2005 conference, review conference, that administration could not convince the participant for the NPT review conference to even agree for the agenda, because that administration was so proud of its unilateral policy, particularly in the Middle East. And of course, it caused the U.S. and the U.S. taxpayer a lot of damage. And that wrong policy led to a change. And we think that it's very important. Of course, we will be having also participants from the United States who will take part in Tehran conference. So we are giving floor to everybody. All those who are against nuclear weapon, they would be in Tehran. We don't know. Those who like nuclear weapon, they may be elsewhere. But we are trying to have this notion that Tehran is a platform where everybody who is against nuclear weapon will find itself comfortable.